All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. The president talking about illegal immigration. He is in Grand Rapids. He is in Michigan. Linda is monitoring, and when we get to a point where the president is getting very specific, we'll go to that. Before we get to that, though, however, I'd like to play an exchange with White House spokesperson Kirby and Peter Ducey over the use of the term bloodbath, because Peter Ducey found Joe Biden using that term back in 2020. Oh, it's sorry, it's a KGP with KGP. Let's play that exchange.
So when Donald Trump is talking about a bloodbath, it is violent rhetoric. What was it when Joe Biden said in 2020, what we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath?
So I'm going to be really mindful and careful about Donald Trump, but if you read, because he is a candidate, we're talking about a 2024 election, you should read what he said in its context. So you got to read what he said in context.
Bloodbath is an ugly word. Trump uses it, what is it when Biden uses it?
No. Let's be very clear. You got to actually ask me the question in context of what it was said, right? And what it was said when he said that, right? In his remarks, in his speech, right? And so that's being disingenuous in your question.
I'm reading a direct quote from Joe Biden. What we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath.
He was talking about a group of people. A group of people. That's what he's talking about. What the president was talking about during the primary was not to allow it to be the words and the primary and that election to become negative. Two different things. They're not the same. They're not the same. And your question is disingenuous. And so, look, I'm going to be really mindful here. I'm going to be really careful. We have to denounce violent rhetoric, which, wherever it comes from, a former leader, we have to denounce that. Because we saw what happened on January 6th. We saw what happened there. When you have a mob of 2,000 people go to the Capitol because they didn't believe in the free and fair election that just happened months prior because of violent rhetoric, you got to denounce that. That's not what leaders should be doing.
It's not what leaders should be doing, really. Because the vice president of our country, you might remember Vice President Harris, during the summer of 2020, and I'll remind you, I know there weren't congressional hearings. I know that Congress only seemed to care about one riot, not the other 574 riots, the ones that resulted in a couple of dozen dead Americans and thousands of injured police pelted with bricks and rocks and bottles, Molotov cocktails, and the billions in property damage. And yet we had most Democrats and most in the media mob lying straight to our face, saying that they were mostly peaceful and mostly peaceful. My favorite videos on MSDNC and fake news CNN, you'd have a reporter saying tonight's protests are mostly peaceful, but over their shoulder is a city burning straight to the ground. You just can't make that up. And then, of course, Kamala Harris, you know, she tweeted out the bail fund after the burning down of the police precinct in Minneapolis, might recall that. Then she goes on Stephen Colbert. And again, we just learned from Karine Jean-Pierre that we should denounce violent rhetoric. Okay, when is she going to denounce the vice president saying this about the rioters in the summer of 2020?
But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware. Because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not.
Take note. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. Beware. Take note. They're not going to stop before the election. They're not going to stop after the election. Oh. I guess Karine Jean-Pierre, when she's asked tomorrow, hopefully by Peter Ducey, whether she will denounce the vice president tweeting out that bail fund in the summer of 2020 or not, whether or not she's going to do it. That'll be interesting to see if she does. I tend to think she will not. Now, President Trump has talked about Biden's border bloodbath. We have gone through in the weeks, you know, and months now. We've been going through the numbers over and over and over again. By the way, we have new information on the battle at the border. Now immigrants that are here illegally seeking U.S. citizenship can now identify as gender X. They get to select a third gender on their new Biden citizenship form. I'm sure this was a top priority for the administration. Now, President Trump did offer to meet with the family of the 25-year-old Michigan woman who was murdered by a Biden illegal. He said, "I'd love to see the family of Ruby Garcia. She's the 25-year-old allegedly killed by her illegal immigrant boyfriend in Michigan." And anyway, he said, I'd love to have her family there if they'd like me to be there. He said it in a radio interview that he gave in Michigan. Remember, this young woman was found dead along the highway, multiple gunshot wounds to the head. The person was later confessed to the shooting. And by the way, turning himself in to police with blood on his clothes, according to local reports, he was in the country illegally. He'd been deported in 2020 after previously crossing the border with Mexico unlawfully. And according to ICE, they said at an unknown date and location, they have no idea when, where, he reentered the United States without inspection by an immigration official. Well, that's, you know, just look at the numbers. You know, I was looking at a chart. Now, the Trump campaign put this out, but they cited Customs and Border Patrol. And it literally goes through the years starting in 2012 when DACA was announced and the Obama family detention policies were put in place. And then it goes through to 2017 when Donald Trump became president. Oh, look at that. You know, Donald, the number of illegal immigrants coming into the country hit an all-time low. And then in 2020, when the Trump, when the new DHS tools were beginning and the wall was being built, it went to the lowest point it had been to since 2012. And then you look at the Biden years and, you know, we got nearly 300,000 illegal immigrants coming in every month, or 250,000 to 300,000 a month. It's unbelievable. U.S. immigration now announcing a third gender option. They're really on their game in terms of their priorities over there. I got to tell you that. Now, you're going to love this story. There's a spending bill passed by Congress, signed into law by Biden last month. Well, now, of course, we've had time to read it before they passed it, but that now continues a years-long tradition of earmarking significant amounts of money for border security in a number of, wait for it, Middle Eastern countries, just as the fight over how to best secure our border is still ongoing. It's a $1.2 trillion package. They appropriated $380 million to secure countries in the Middle East. For example, reimbursing countries like Jordan and Lebanon and Egypt, Tunisia, Oman for enhanced border security. Of that, $150 million is specifically dedicated to Jordan. I mean, why are we paying to secure their borders when our borders are the least secure? Now, there was another story broke today, and I want the next time I have Governor DeSantis and I have Governor Abbott on, I'll ask both of them. And the Biden administration now has their program of secretly flying illegal immigrants directly from Latin American countries to U.S. cities, and we're now discovering that 90% of them are ending up in two states. This sounds like retribution to me. They don't like Abbott. They don't like DeSantis. But anyway, some 347,959 illegal immigrants were allowed into the secret flying system directly to airports in Florida and Texas, with Florida receiving the vast majority at 325,995, according to an analysis of U.S. Customs and Border Protection numbers by the Center for Immigration Studies. It's unclear how many. I mean, it's sort of like, don't pass, go, don't collect 200. We'll just fly you via the taxpayer of the United States into the states that we don't like, that challenge our immigration policies. Now, if I'm the state of Texas and I'm the state of Florida, I'll tell you what my reaction would be if I was governor. And I'd have no doubt at all that both governors, now that this just broke today, that are going to be made aware of this. I would just send all of the people that they're flying into this country illegally and putting in Florida and Texas. I would put them on a bus straight for Washington, D.C., 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Joe Biden's flying them in. Joe Biden can take care of them. Or you can just drop them off at his home in Delaware, whatever they prefer. Unbelievable. You have one sheriff now is talking about how well-trained ninjas from Chile are robbing rich Americans after getting into the U.S. visa during using the visa waiver program. Well-trained ninjas from Chile are burglarizing wealthy Americans in Detroit, Michigan, and the suburbs to get into the U.S., according to Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. Interview Fox 2 Detroit. He sounded the alarm yet again on the rise of foreign burglary gangs from South America operating across the U.S., including Detroit suburbs. We know that the rioting charges, I told you about this, those people that we saw that literally burst through the razor wire fence going up against Texas National Guard. I told you in El Paso, a judge basically let them all free. One other story, FoxNews.com broke this. A Chinese illegal immigrant was arrested in California after entering a Marine Corps base without authorization and ignoring orders to leave. Border Patrol's chief patrol agent said that the agents responded to a call from the base about a Chinese national that entered the base without authorization, ignoring orders to leave. I'm like, you got to be kidding. Just like, why are we allowing Chinese nationals to buy our ranch land, farmland, and land near military installations? Even the people of Massachusetts are now finally getting fed up. Boston residents are disgusted on this plan to house illegal immigrants at a former veteran shelter. Well, we still have tens of thousands of veterans that are homeless in this country. Why aren't we doing that? Now, Ron DeSantis, by the way, started flying illegal immigrants to progressive sanctuary cities and states. Remember Martha's Vineyard, a federal judge yesterday dropped Ron DeSantis from the lawsuit after the Republican governor coordinated flights with the illegal immigrants that signed waivers from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. 77-page ruling. And the judge dropped DeSantis and various past and present staff members from the lawsuit over insufficient facts presented in the case. Really? Hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants being flown into Miami, into the state of Florida, and the state of Texas. Sounds like they're very angry against the two governors that are standing up to them the most. But don't worry. There was an electric vehicle that exploded in a homeowner's garage, forcing residents to evacuate. They're trying to force electric vehicles now on, 18-wheelers and buses and municipalities. They're going to limit how many gas-powered vehicles that our auto manufacturers are going to be allowed to produce every year. You just have to be, insane. The new study by Bankrate shows that home buying affordability has collapsed under Joe Biden. Look, in 216 days from now, you're going to have a choice. This is an inflection point for this country. Are you happy with this madness at our southern border? Do you think this is good for our national security and our safety? Do you see it as a clear and present danger as I do and a real national security threat? Or as FBI luminaries have called it, an invasion of military men? Are you tired of cities with no bail, no defund, dismantle, reimagine the police? How's that working out in towns and cities across the country? You want it to continue and get worse? How's the economy working out for you? I have news for Whoopi Goldberg. It's a legitimate question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? She hates that question. Why? Because her Democratic allies can't answer it and say anything positive about what they've done for the country. The big problem, they've got to make the whole election about hating Trump. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, no longer have the support of big box stores and shopping channels. And maybe some of you shop for their products that way in the past. Well, MyPillow now, they're part of cancel culture. And because of this, it actually works out in your favor. Because all the savings that would otherwise go to retailers, they're passing on to you. Right now, they're having a $25 extravaganza sale. And when Mike Lindell started MyPillow, it was just a problem to solve. One product company with a pillow. Since then, they have now helped dedicated, with the help of dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And if you want to get familiar with these products, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, their $25 extravaganza. You can get two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack towel sets, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, $25. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. You get free shipping on any order over $75. Or just call, mention my name. It's 800-919-6090. Take advantage of this $25 extravaganza sale at MyPillow.com.